Moncrief on News Talk.
I'm getting that wave through the glass. That means connections have been made and all is well with the world. So let us head in the direction of Simon Cowell. Simon, of course, back on the hunt for the next big boy band. He had massive success with Westlife, Louis Walsh originally, but then, of course, Simon Cowell signed them. But it's been over 14 years now since One Direction first formed. So it is time to find the next big band. He joins me to talk through his plans to do that. Simon, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. How are you?
I am good. To use a fishing analogy, are you to some extent trawling in waters that are within Louis Walsh's territorial boundaries?
Well, Louis has done very well, putting actually bands together historically. I signed Westlife. They auditioned for me twice in Dublin. The first time I said no, and I said, I think you need to change the lineup. The second time he did change the lineup slightly, and we signed them literally on the spot. Because I guess, you know, I've had success in Dublin, that was a good reason to come there again. And of course, Niall, you know, we auditioned Niall in Dublin for One Direction, and he was so good. It felt a natural place to go to do this.
Well, you mentioned Niall and One Direction. I was reading a quote from you talking about that your big mistake, not big mistake, but a mistake with One Direction, was that you didn't retain the name, because it meant that the band could have fractured and you would have still had capacity to make money off it.
Correct. I mean, look, it's not the end of the world, but I think, you know, if I could go back and I had the choice to own the name, I think I would have said, you know what, I think I'll keep the name if that's okay with you.
Well, this got me wondering, is there any possibility that we are on the edge of a major shift? You remember Damon Albarn tried to do the whole Gorillaz thing where he created an animated band. If you had the One Direction name and you had the amazing wonder that is AI, is it possible that you could just get rid of all of the human talent bit that is so cumbersome?
A good point. I think at some point that is going to happen. There's no question. I think, you know, it's already happened, I think, in terms of people have created solo artists, you know, from, you know, holograms, AI, whatever. But for me, no, there's something about, you know, finding someone for the first time, you know, working with them as real people. That's part of the buzz of doing this, I think, Anton.
Do you look at them, though, and think? Do you look at the innocence in their eyes, their expectation, their ambition, their urge to listen to you, their willingness to work, and think, yeah, it's only going to be about 4 years before you're jaundiced and cynical and trying to screw me in contract negotiation?
Well, it doesn't quite go that way with me, fortunately. I think, you know, I'm not naive. I do understand that 99% of people who start their career in a band at some point are going to want to go solo. And interestingly, I think the music business right now, it's very, very, very crowded online. And I think people are finding it harder to get a deal, particularly the last 7 or 8 years. I've noticed this. You can see the amount of artists that are breaking globally. You know, it's getting fewer and fewer and fewer. So this, I've always said to any young artist, if you want to give yourself a better shot at being a successful solo artist, start off with a band. And that way you're going to understand, you know, the music business. And then, you know, when you want to go solo, which you will, everyone knows your name. So logically, I think it's a better way of doing it.
But when you're trying to find them, to go back to another fishing analogy, has X Factor not been like a super trawler? Have you not just farmed the waters of every single bit of talent in Britain and Ireland over the run of X Factor? Is there anybody left?
That's a good point. I mean, we're going to find out. I think, I've always believed, right when we started these shows, that if you find enough people, there is always going to be a star. Now, that doesn't apply to every year. But fortunately, over the years, I think a lot of people got their careers, you know, in the same way. You know, you come on a show, people get to know you, and that gives you a leg up. So, you know, whether it's one of our shows or what I'm doing right now, it does give you, you know, a few rungs up the ladder.
Is there always going to be a market? Because if you look back, you would have had what Berry Gordy was putting out in Motown. You would have had Monkees. You would have had Boyzone, Westlife, One Direction. There was a sort of a generation that each got their own major boy band. Is that something that you think continues in perpetuity, or has the market changed?
Well, I mean, it's certainly changed in the last 10 years in terms of, you know, whether it's certainly with a boy band from the UK or Ireland, there hasn't been one in the last 10, 12 years. Now, I don't know whether that's because people don't want one or because there isn't one. And I think it's the latter because, you know, I think the only way you can do it, just like Berry Gordy used to do it, he would find really successful, you know, talented people and say, like I've always said, start your career off in a band. And then, like I said, when you want to go solo, then off you go. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Or sometimes, you know, bands do stay together. I mean, you look at Westlife at the moment, they're back together and they're selling out stadiums because they had enough hits as a group.
Although one of the things that people are saying a lot now is that the industry has changed and sort of, what's that line, disintermediated, that in theory, if you have sufficient talent, you can post directly to your Insta stories or to TikTok or whatever, find an audience and bypass the established industry. Is there truth in that?
There is some truth in that, but I think that is one in about 100 million.
So not worth betting the farm on?
I wouldn't. No, if you asked me, if I found a successful young artist and they said to me, would you recommend I post my material online or go into a band with, you know, some other really talented people, I would always, always say do the latter because your odds of success really change in your favor at that point.
Now, in terms of market changes, one of the other things that I'm intrigued by is you're partnering up, I don't know what the technical term is, but you're definitely working with the company that made Drive to Survive, that made the Six Nations documentary run by James Gay Rees. He's the man who made the Exit Through the Gift Shop on Banksy and the Amy Winehouse documentary. We had him on the show a while ago. Very interesting, very creative guy. But I'm intrigued that you've gone that way rather than gone the X Factor route. Is the public appetite for the edginess of X Factor, is that behind us now?
I think there's always going to be a market for both because there is a purpose for both. You know, like we were just saying, so many artists have had their careers through these shows that for that reason, and because I still think there's always, you know, those diamonds you've got to find.
Oh, but come on, Simon, we know that part of the reason we watched X Factor, a large part, was to see people we believe deserving of it be castigated by you or by Louis or whoever else that it was. Is that becoming unacceptable?
It depends if you're talented or not. I mean, I would never say to someone who I don't believe has much talent, just stick with this, because I if it was my son and he sang to me, and he couldn't sing very well, I wouldn't say to him, great, be a singer for the rest of your life. I would say, honestly, do something else you're going to be successful in. Because it's hard enough when you're great. It's almost impossible if you're not very good.
And are you as able to take that kind of frank feedback? I'm thinking about what Louis and Sharon had to say on Big Brother. Were you wounded?
No. So, look, I hired or worked with Louis and Sharon because they are opinionated.
And ungrateful. Look at them not being sufficiently appreciative of all that you have done for them, Simon.
Honestly, I promise you. I didn't watch it. I heard about it. But I think Louis should be in Dublin when I'm there. I mean, it wouldn't be the same without him.
Helping you recruit the new boy band?
It would just be great to see him. Louis and Sharon will always be friends, and I don't take that kind of stuff personally. I've got pretty thick skin. And, you know, like I said, I work with them for long enough. I just know what they're like. They can't help themselves.
Well, let's talk brass tacks. If Louis comes and joins in the process, what's his end of the deal? What percentage does he get?
Zero. He'll have to do it as a friend.
from what I've heard of Louis, I'm not sure that's how he normally handles negotiations, but I wish you luck with that offer.
Well, this time he will. You know what? I think if I phoned him and said, come on, Louis, help me out for a couple of days, he'll be there.
Well, the gigs are going to be, you're doing them in Dublin on the 28th and 29th of July. What specifically are you looking at? Is this all comers show up and give it a shot, or have you narrowed it down to demographic or type?
No, it literally is what you just said. It's, I even think if you're bothered to show up, it shows ambition. It's not insulting to say to someone talented, you should start your career in a band. It's actually the opposite. Because, you know, we mentioned Beyonce, you know, the members of One Direction, Harry Styles, Justin Timberlake. I mean, the list is endless of people who started their career, you know, in a band. So it's just give it a shot, because I really think you'll regret it if you don't.
Can I ask you a final thing?
Sure.
Any time that you are talked about or analysed, one of the things that gets mentioned all the time is that over the years, in terms of both the music industry and television and broader entertainment, you have made yourself rich beyond the dreams of Croesus. Why then do you continue to do it?
Well, I don't think I'm as wealthy as people think. I've done well, I'm not going to lie.
Give us a ballpark.
No, but I'm not going to give you a ballpark. I've done okay. It's what I miss doing. You know, I'm doing this because I genuinely miss it. I really, really want to do this again. You know, I'm so passionate about this. You know, I am doing it publicly. So if it goes wrong, yeah, it will be embarrassing. So that's why we're on the phone now, so I can get the word out to your listeners, which is just give it a shot.
Well, if people want to find you, it is simonneedsyou.com. Going back to where we started, have you already picked out the name?
No. I think that will come later. I mean, you never know, by the way. If we find two bands through the process, we'll sign both bands. You know, there are no rules with what we're doing. We're just documenting a process. So if we're lucky enough to find two bands, we'll sign both.
And am I right in saying, given the people who have previously been signed in that band, that not all of them need to be talented?
Well, I think you do need talent, yeah. I think...
Oh, come on. There's some looks and an ability to step off a stool during a key change that got a lot of people through.
No, I think there might be better singers than the rest, but I think, you know, it's everybody has to play a role, and it is like putting together a bunch of friends. And actually, you look at Friends, you know, the TV show as an example. That's a great example of great casting and how to make a great TV show, because they just all played a part. And you know, having them all together is what made it work. And putting together a band is the same thing.
Well, if you want to be part of Simon's new band, Dublin auditions are 28th and 29th of July. And the website address is simonneedsyou.com. Simon Cowell, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.